Dark clouds are beginning to move in the distance. Thunder rolls, and lightning starts to flash and pound at the ground. In a nearby village, 3,000 years ago, the people are huddled fearfully at home, not understanding what it is they see. Have you ever wondered, what is a storm? Is it some kind of dark magic? Is it a curse sent down from the skies? Is it bad luck for something we did wrong? Today, we know that storms are caused by atmospheric pressure and changes of temperature, but 3,000 years ago, that was probably the last thing on anybody's mind. After all, how would you know what a storm is just by looking at it from below? So, perhaps after many years of wondering and thinking and telling stories with each other, people started to have an answer for this question, what is a storm? The answer, though, may not be the kind of scientific answer you're expecting. One of the earliest theories we know that people developed about the natural world was that gods were responsible for the way things are. If a storm came tumbling across the sky, it was because a god had made it happen. Let's try to think about it. Is it really that unreasonable that a person would have thought that way? Let's say you're walking in the forest and you find a branch sticking out of the ground. You probably wouldn't think that it had just fallen from a tree and stuck into the ground that way. You'd think someone must have done this. Thousands of years ago, when people saw a storm in the sky, they thought, someone must have done this. Over time, they decided to give that someone a name. Zeus. Zeus, the sky god. He was responsible for the storms, not atmospheric pressure. The reason the sky got dark and loud was because Zeus was angry. You may recognize Zeus from some of your storybooks about ancient gods. He's usually drawn as an old, silver-haired man holding a lightning bolt in his hands. A lot of different cultures around the world had very similar ideas, but Zeus was the name the ancient Greeks gave to the old man in the sky. And just like storms, he was a tempestuous fellow. Tempestuous meaning that he was unruly and short-tempered. He was also the father of many other gods who lived with him on Mount Olympus, their home. Over time, perhaps on a rainy night when the ancient Greeks were a little bored, they might have sat around the fire telling stories about old tempestuous Zeus and had ideas about him. Eventually, there were stories about every part of Zeus's life, even his childhood. Like the time he tricked his father into eating a rock. Yeah, Zeus would not have been on Santa's list of good boys that year. Because Zeus was the god of storms, he must have seemed powerful to the people of ancient Greece. Whenever life got a little hard for them, they got to thinking that Zeus, with all his power, might be able to help them out a bit. So sometimes when times got tough, they started praying to Zeus and made him a little house called a temple where they would go to tell him about their problems. They would also bring him wonderful food to eat, like goats and cows, which they called a sacrifice, in the hope that Zeus would listen to their problems and do something about it. The ancient Greek gods inspired the people of many other countries, especially the ancient Roman people, who decided to give Zeus another name, Jupiter. That's right, the planet Jupiter is named after Zeus, the god of storms, which makes a lot of sense. Jupiter is a gas giant. It's one big ball of air, swirling and swooshing forever. In other words, Jupiter is one enormous, unending storm. The truth is, though, that nobody really knows how the Greeks got their ideas about gods. In fact, all we can do is conjecture, which means making a really good guess. Many academics and teachers think that they were probably trying to understand the natural world, and when they saw things like storms, which they couldn't understand, Zeus was the best explanation they could come up with. The next time you see a storm, try to see it the way the ancient Greeks might have, long before there was a word for science. After all, how would you know what caused storms if nobody had ever told you?